Scripture Lifeline, Change of Clothes, Heart, by Kristen Bowen. Until a year ago, I guess you could describe me as the kind of person who tried to impress others by wearing the latest styles and the coolest accessories. I always wasted my money on this stuff. My parents began to cringe when I said I was going to the mall, wondering what kind of clothes I would come back with. One day in my Sunday school class, we talked about obtaining a change of heart and how this could strengthen our testimonies. Our teacher said that if we really had a desire to change and had a prayer in our hearts, we could open up the scripture to any page and find an answer on how we could change. I decided to try this and see if it would really work for me. With a true prayer in my heart, I closed my eyes and opened my scriptures. To my surprise, the first few verses on that page related to me. In all these things were they lifted up in the pride of their eyes, for they began to wear very costly apparel, and to set their hearts upon riches and upon the vain things of the world, that they began to be scornful one towards another. See Alma chapter 4, verses 6 and 8. As soon as I read those verses, I knew I had my answer. I didn't have some instant, wonderful change inside me, but I knew what I needed to do. I just had to have faith and act on my answer. I tried to repent and become humble. I stopped worrying about having the coolest or the most in clothes. Instead, I used the money I would normally spend on clothes to start private voice lessons and began to save money to go to the youth conference, especially for youth. As I stuck to what I knew would bring me my change of heart, I started to realize what was important in life. It certainly wasn't clothes. Slowly but surely, the Spirit worked on me until I practically became a new person. I found that I was not only experiencing a change of heart, as my Sunday school teacher said, but I was also gaining a stronger testimony. Now other people noticed the change as well. All my friends noticed, my mom noticed, and even my little brothers noticed. I had one brother say to me, "Gosh, Christian, you're so nice now. What happened to you?" I recently found this verse while reading the scriptures. "And now, behold, I ask of you, my brethren of the church, have ye spiritually been born of God? Have ye received his image in your countenances? Have ye experienced this mighty change in your hearts?" Alma chapter 5, verse 14. I love that verse because now I can answer, yes. End of Scripture Lifeline, Change of Clothes, Clothes is crossed out, Heart, by Kristen Bowen.